This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, all classic items on your Thanksgiving list for tomorrow. But some people plan on stocking up on a last-minute item on Green Wednesday. Today is Green Wednesday.
Oh.
It's the cannabis industry's Black Friday.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Green Wednesday.
Right. You have my attention, Dave.
Yeah. But cannabis is becoming a popular item in dishes on the Thanksgiving table this year, showing up in all sorts of things. Here's the story from Boston 25 News.
Thanksgiving table this year.
It's showing up in cocktails at bars and restaurants, in lotions in the beauty aisle, and now cannabis is on the Thanksgiving table.
Maybe a better night's sleep, maybe a little bit of stress relief from family members or from the stresses of the holidays.
We asked the experts at Temescal Wellness how it's done.
Infusing it into a fat or an oil, you can do the same thing with CBD flower.
What would be your go-to out of all of these sort of items if you were doing Thanksgiving at your house?
Pie, apple pie specifically. It's really fun and easy to infuse the pie dough, and then you have a lot of options for what you can do with that.
Co-founder Julia Germain explains, first you have to decarboxylate or heat up the marijuana at a low temperature to activate the THC.
Got it.
You could use a magic butter machine or do magic it on butter. The stovetop and incorporate it that way. We also create products that are concentrated extracts.
So there's a shortcut even in the cannabis world.
There is.
Strict state regulations require THC dosage to be clearly marked on any medical or recreational cannabis you buy.
How do we want to make sure that we're putting the right dosages in our dishes?
It's really important to, as we say, start low and go slow. So we recommend maybe 5 to 10 milligrams of cannabis per serving for someone who's new.
Here's a pro tip. If you do have cannabis-infused items on your Thanksgiving dinner table, you might want to have lots of other items that are not infused with THC. Because unlike chips, you probably want to only just eat one.
So if I had that slice of that high apple pie there, would I taste a difference? Would I notice a flavor
There's a little
flavor to it, yeah.
What can you put your finger on it? Like, can you say
it's not delicious?
No, it's not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. It tastes like you put weed in it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it like, tastes like the odor, kind
of. Yeah.
But it'd be just like a hint of it. Mm. Like, it's not like super strong. Usually not overpowering when it's used like that. But
that magic butter machine's cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
What does that do?
Well, you just
makes magic butter.
It takes your weed.
I don't know. Makes some magic.
Makes that butter magic, man.
Makes magic butter. Damn.
You take butter and then you put some magic in it, Dave. What you think that means, man?
Drop the butter in. Drop the weed in.
God damn, man.
Magic. Magic butter.
Butter's magical now, man.
Take the butter. Take the weed. Turn it on. Magic butter.
That's a cool kitchen gadget.
It is. That's a gadget. That's a cool gadget. But yeah, the butter's how you get it in anything, really.
You got to tell Grandma about that apple pie.
Yeah. I've had 4 slices.
No, Grandma, no.
Oh, God. What the hell?
Grandma, that's cannabis pie. That's high pie.
What?
High pie. Yeah, that's what you label it as. So high pie.
Oh, my God.
I don't even feel any different, really. I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
A lot of grandmas are these days.
Yeah. Seems like you'd fall asleep.
Yeah, that's what. You fall asleep anyway.
You fall asleep with the. Already with that dinner.
I just always think it's so weird to like, it's like, I love, you know, allegedly, well, these days can I even?
Yeah, you can just say
I love weed.
Yeah. So, like, we can run that.
Yeah. So like, I love it. And then I would do that and then eat the delicious meal. I don't have to have it in the meal.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You know
like,
what I
if
mean?
If it really changes the flavor in a not positive way,
then
the keep them separate.
Yeah. But like your buddy was constantly trying to give me cake.
Oh, he's.
And.
One time I went over to his house and he had made like lobsters and things and like everything had weed in it. And I was like, it's great, man, but
just want some regular.
I'm going to be too high.
Yeah. Because you want to eat so much lobster, right? You
want
all the lobster.
It's so crazy.
I'm like, way too high.
You go over there.
The butter sauce that he used.
Yeah. So he had a butter, like a weed butter with the lobsters and like every, like so many things had weed in it. I'm like, dude.
Does he have a magic butter machine?
He is a magic butter machine.
That's his nickname.
Yeah.
Magic butter.
We'll call him magic butter machine.
Yep. Oh, damn. Even Walmart sells it, but it's like $122.
Mm. Well, it's
actually
worth
a good price for it.
That's worth it.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. I think
maybe it makes it easy.
Maybe it's on sale for Green Wednesday.
You got to slow cook the herbs in the butter, and then
you have to decarboxylate it or whatever, like this new thing. It's it can be a tedious task.
Yeah, it's pretty
so
tedious.
So if you got some kind of thing that just, it's set it and forget it type of thing.
Yeah,
that's,
I think
so
that's
smart.
What this is.
Yeah, magic butter.
Magical butter. And then it must press it out like all the
looks
green.
Like it.
Let's see what the reviews are here on the magical butter machine.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Well, that's
perfectly.
Yeah. No, that's one of the interesting businesses to get involved in, to me, I think, is like that middleman in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Where you do all of the extraction.
Yeah, extraction's big.
Extraction is like a huge...
Technology within that area is big, too. Like, if you figure out a better way to extract stuff, or if you know, there's technologies there that are good investments.
All right, you guys remember... the hiker, the old broad in her 70s who had to be rescued by a helicopter. And
it spun her around
like something crazy.
Yeah.
If you missed that show, there is an update to the story. I'll tell you that in a second, but this is a little flashback to when we talked about it before. Take a listen here when I turn the volume on. You'll be able to hear it better then.
Yes.
Generally, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Probably not the worst helicopter rescue of all time, but firefighters called to help a 74-year-old hiker who
suffered... I'm going to go hike to the mountains.
I don't think that's a good idea, Grandma.
She'd suffered an injury. Firefighters thought the best course of action, airlift her out. That meant strapping her to a gurney, dangling from the bottom of a helicopter, and towing her out of there.
Yeah,
did not go as planned. Here's the story about how this went wrong.
Started spinning out out of control today. Say that it's very unusual, but it does happen. The woman, 74 years old, just spinning and spinning as she's airlifted to safety.
She twisted her ankle, and they were like, best move is we'll just strap her up and we'll take her. And then she's almost killed.
This is worse than dying.
I could have walked, for God's sakes. I would love to know how many times she spun around.
That was a wild ride she was on.
Someone said they turned her into a damn human fidget spinner.
Well, that's what they did.
So it turns out that woman spun 175 times.
They isolated it.
Thank you. 175 times when she was airlifted by a helicopter. And now she's suing because this is America. Here's the update on that story from Fox 10 in Phoenix.
First on Fox, it was the rescue scene around the world. A woman spinning wildly while rescued in the basket.
I went back in time, Your Honor.
Firefighters after a fall and
well, that woman ended up suffering a long list of additional injuries that she is blaming on this out-of-control rescue. She says she endured hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills, and now she's suing the city for the way this rescue was handled. Fox 10's Matt Rodewald is live with the details tonight. Matt.
Well, John and Kerry, more than 20 million people have viewed that video that is pretty much famous across the world now on our Facebook page alone. So a lot of people have seen it. And in the immediate aftermath, of the hours after that whole thing spun out of control, Phoenix Fire did everything they could to downplay what had happened to the media. Well, now we're seeing a very different picture that's being painted by the metros. It caught the attention of the country. 74-year-old Katie Metro spinning wildly out of control while being flown off Piestewa Peak in a rescue basket.
As dramatic as that looks, we use a very standardized packaging system. It's known as the Bauman bag.
In a $2 million notice of claim, Katie Metro says she never wanted to be flown off the mountain in that Bauman bag in the first place.
She suffered no ill effect from that spin. other than
her,
being
just
a little
her gray
bit dizzy.
Hair, just
the claim
going.
Filed today against the city of Phoenix paints a very hair. Different picture of what she experienced
she white hair.
As a result yep. of nearly I 200 never, spins never after a broken nose suffered in the initial fall. The claim documents her injuries, saying she then experienced swelling and bruising of her eyes, soft tissue swelling over parts of the skull, and required surgery for a spinal cord injury.
Oh. She's getting better every day.
Tonight, her husband briefly shed optimism on how she's doing, but the issue is far from over. She was released from a nearby hospital after 3 weeks and slapped with medical expenses that have now totaled nearly $300,000.
I would have bounced her off the ground if I was the chopper guy. That'll slow her down.
Now, the attorneys for the Metros declined to comment today, but we learned a little bit in regards to the timeline of all the information that they were seeking. We found out just a few weeks back as we reported that they had asked the city to freeze documents to make sure they weren't destroyed. We learned today that that request had happened back in September, and they were getting close to the deadline to file a suit or at least a notice of claim. So we learned more about that today. In the meantime, the city declined to comment, saying that they did not want to talk about pending litigation at this time.
Yeah.
How else would they get her out of there?
I don't know. I mean, you're right about that.
She said she didn't want to go, but how else?
ATV, maybe. She doesn't want to be, or maybe just let her go get on the helicopter.
Could she get on the helicopter?
I don't know if it could have landed.
I don't think it could have landed.
The terrain looked like it was.
That's why they lifted her up, I believe, because they couldn't land there. I thought that's what we said initially.
I mean, at the same time, like for a twisted ankle and a broken nose, I don't think they could have maybe just put her in a harness and just... hoisted her up instead of fully wrapping her in that bed, which caught the wind and spun like a...
Those spins are crazy.
The speed of the spins is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. She could be, like, if she made it through that, she could definitely be an astronaut or a jet pilot.
Yeah. Yep. It's as fast as the vomit comet.
Yeah. I saw another dimension.
That was...
I ran into a machine elf while I was in that basket. He told me all the secrets.
That was our peep show of the day on June 5th. If you want to see it, just go back to the 5th of June and it's there. But now she's suing after that crazy ride in a helicopter basket.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So, The Mandalorian has become a big hit for Disney Plus, everyone is asking about the adorable little baby Yoda. Can you get one in time for the holidays? Sadly, no. Hasbro has just come out to say they will not be able to get the merchandise.
That was a fail.
In time for holiday shopping.
That was a fail.
A fail for them.
Yeah.
But not a fail for whoever keeps saying I can buy one right now on Facebook.
I saw that too, and I went, like, Amazon keeps removing links because it's all like Asian.
That's what I would have assumed.
Yep. Oh, it's all knockoff stuff?
It's all knockoff stuff.
But check and get some off the Geek app.
I read that Disney's so worried about Baby Yoda and protecting Baby Yoda as a commodity that they've been removing memes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
They've been removing Baby Yoda memes. So, just yesterday, Hasbro confirmed, although it hoped to have some merchandise in stores for the holidays, they now have confirmed that they will not be able to until next year. That includes figures, clothing, and plush Baby Yoda toys.
Someone needs to be fired.
Were they not sure it would take off? Like, did they not think? They obviously underestimated how many people would even sign up for Disney Plus, right?
That's dumb.
Yeah, they did.
Right off the top.
So did they also underestimate how many people would be into The Mandalorian?
Doesn't this just prove that there are some people at the very highest levels of Disney that are super dumb?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I know they're not dumb because they made it all the way up there, but they have no forethought.
I don't know, you guys, because further into the article, they say, actually, Jon Favreau's behind this. He is the one that ordered them to hold off on production because he didn't want the character to leak early before the show.
Well, I understand that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because I'll say this. Like I said to my buddy who hadn't seen it, I was like, dude, you have to see this as fast as possible because the first episode is a reveal and you're going to end up finding out about it. Mm. And he was like, I haven't heard anything about it. I'm like, you're going to find out about
it. You will find out.
And like, we just now have talked about it. You know, like,
That is true, everywhere. Though. Like, when you
manufacture
something, like, all these hands are in the mix. Right?
Yes.
Like, so somebody's going to take a snapshot of it.
Well, someone's already released pics of the iPhone 12, which is not supposed to be released until next September.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, nice.
You should have seen Reddit go crazy just for that when that one Best Buy guy got his hands on a Tool album.
Yeah.
He had a whole adventure.
And he gave it up to everybody.
That is, they're leaving a ton of money on the table, though. That's the one thing. I understand how you don't want, it was a huge thing, you didn't want to leak out. But you left millions and millions of dollars on the table.
I will say this. I think it's better that it was such a shock for the super nerds that when we first saw it.
Oh, yeah.
That blew my mind, dude.
Blew my mind, too.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, so that would have, if it was spoiled for you.
It was one thing that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
And someone else said the Pogs in The Last Jedi were expected to be huge, and they died off quick. Disney got left with so many of them.
Those things suck, though.
Right, but they made a big gamble that people would love them, right?
That was one of those dumb people that did that.
See, but this is what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying.
Dumb people.
I think that there are some people that are just making the wrong judgment call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they think this one thing's going to be great, and this is, you know.
They constantly miss the mark with the cute stuff in Star Wars, right? Like, they did with that goddamn, what was this, Jar Jar?
Right.
Everybody thought he was going to be huge.
Yep. Most hated thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I've never seen Star Wars anything, and I want a Baby Yoda.
I know.
So damn cute. So damn cute.
Well, I saw the
t-shirts actually will be ready in time for the holidays. They are on some apps already, so.
Well, I've seen some apps with, like, the Christmas version of Baby Yoda. It's like Baby Yoda with a little Santa hat on it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that whoever's doing that's going to make a fortune. But I think Disney right now is probably trying to squash all of these things. Like, I've at least seen two advertisements for the plush toy already. Get it before Christmas.
Now, there will be no shortage of Star Wars items in stores, though, as you can imagine. If there's no Baby Yoda, there's a million other things you can buy. Like, we were just talking about this. They now, and this is like at Williams Sonoma, they're releasing a whole line of Star Wars Instant Pots. They say it's like a tsunami of merchandise for this. More Star Wars branded gear than they've released ever before. They partnered with Williams Sonoma, and there's a Stormtrooper one, a Darth Vader one, a Chewbacca one, an R2-D2 one, and a BB-8 Instant Pot.
It's an interesting combination. Did they think that there was a market for you go to Williams Sonoma and a Star Wars fan and buy an
well,
Instant
you know what?
Pot?
It's very niche
I'm
market.
Very, it'd be like, you know, I'm very hard to buy for. But at the same time, I'm such a nerd that
it'd be a great gift for you.
It'd be a good gift for me. You know?
Yeah, I saw this. I thought of all of you.
I mean, I bought Andy a Darth Vader toaster.
Yeah, I use that sometimes.
You know, for a housewarming gift.
Yeah, it says Star Wars on the toast.
Cool. That's really cool.
I enjoy
there's
it.
Something else you have too, right?
He's got the popcorn.
I got a popcorn maker, an R2-D2 popcorn maker that's the most dangerous thing that's ever been.
Yeah. So it's just
the instructions on it are like, don't you ever leave it alone. Oh. Don't you look. Once that popcorn's popped, you unplug it. And you take it outside right away.
Take it outside.
Like,
oh my God. Run, run.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, this thing will, it just has melted. It'll melt families if you. It'll melt your family right up.
So you could have like a whole Star Wars kitchen.
Yeah, well, I kind of do. I have a Darth Vader mask in my kitchen. I have one in the living room.
The other Star Wars items I don't get is, you know, the Swarovski crystal place?
Yeah.
They've got a whole collection. It's like stuff your grandma would love. And elderly lady Star Wars crystal collectors? I mean, look at the price of these things. It's like crystal Darth Vader.
Yeah, there will be.
They're hundreds of dollars.
My grandma had little crystal things like that.
Yeah, of course.
Look at the Yoda one. It's so funny to me.
There's a Darth Vader crystal helmet for almost $9,000.
Yeah, my God. Oh, God, this helmet. Thousands of dollars.
Andy, no. Andy,
no.
Look away.
Get it off the screen.
What other ones do they have?
They had a Boba Fett.
Yeah. Let me see the Boba Fett.
Look at it.
That's Boba Fett. It's $8,500. Stormtrooper.
That's incredible. No, it's No, it's just 800. Oh, no.
No, it's almost 9,000.
That was a dollar sign.
Yes. Yeah. $8,550 for the Boba Fett.
Okay, go ahead. Click the other angles on that, would you?
Yeah, can we see?
Just so you see the other angles. Oh, God.
That's very nice.
Oh, God.
It's beautiful.
Who's the
shine.
Market for this? Is it like gay Star Wars fans?
Rich me?
Yeah.
Rich Andy.
Rich Andy.
You want a crystallized Boba Fett?
You're goddamn right. I want a crystal Boba Fett helmet. I just, goddamn it.
Nothing says I love Star Wars and I'm rich
like a crystal,
Boba Fett helmet.
Oh man,
that's the truth.
That's true.
That's the truth.
For a reasonable $85.50,
I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to bedazzle my Boba Fett helmet.
God, don't do it.
And make it look like this.
That you almost have to.
No, you don't.
That's all they've done.
I think that's made a real crystal.
Nah.
It is real
crystal.
No,
it is. That's why it's so expensive.
That's why it's, Chuck, it's the crystal store, you fool.
That's yeah.
It's not real crystal.
It's
not real
crystal. Yes, it is.
Maybe little chips of crystal.
My God. It'd be sweet to just have millions.
This impressive limited edition has been crafted with over 9,600 crystals in 5 different colors set by hand.
Right, but they're just bedazzled. The crystals are just put on there. Like, it's not like it's a crystal skull.
No, we didn't say it was made with crystals. It was not carved out of a giant crystal.
No.
There's tiny little crystals.
Yeah, so I can do the same thing.
They fused them together, right, with their magic?
Yeah, they used their pointage technique. 87 hours it took to make it.
Jesus Christ.
There's only 300 of them worldwide.
Oh.
And it's still available.
If I went to Rich Andy's house and saw that, I would be impressed.
Dude, would you?
I'd be like, that's
okay,
beautiful.
Okay, so what about if you were...
Because I like crystals.
That's a centerpiece
right
there.
What about if you were dating Andy? Would that be an okay thing?
She's fine with his money.
God damn it. Anybody be happy if I could afford an $8,000 crystal Boba Fett?
Every chick is happy.
My word.
I'd be like,
You want to see chicks celebrating.
Yeah.
Do a little dance around that display.
Crystal helmet. Disposable income. Just on a whim.
On a whim, he spent $9,000 on a helmet. That's my boyfriend.
Yeah, they'd love it.
I know.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, it'd be exciting, I think, I guess. I thought maybe it's too nerdy. But
that would be the...
That's all they should be doing the flapper dance to this. Chicks, that kind of money.
Any girl, they'd do a striptease to this.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that kind of money, they'd be in the Slave Leia costume as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
I could see
a white pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
With just that in a completely white room.
Yep. I'd have a whole...
You'd have to have it lit, though.
Oh,
well lit.
Oh,
it'd be well lit.
It'd be well lit.
It'd be well lit.
Let's show off the sparkle.
Jesus Christ, the sparkle. Look at it.
Oh, yeah, you need special lights over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be pretty.
Maybe something that moves, like a light that moves so that the...
Or incredible. Just the pedestal moves.
Rotates. It's all a pipe dream. It's all a pipe dream.
I never have this light.
Wait till you see my bedazzled one.
It'll be way more affordable at $120.
I'm like seriously, on your birthday, May the 4th, the Black Series Boba Fett helmet comes out.
Yeah.
That thing is kick ass.
How much is that?
I don't want to say.
I
think they're about $200.
Yeah.
Oh, much more affordable than almost 9,000.
Well, yeah, 9,000 is.
You can buy right now the Mandalorian helmet, and what was it, $700?
Yeah, you guys, the thing about this is it's not even like a full-size helmet. It's like 6 inches.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 6 1/4 inches by 5 5/8.
Oh.
That's not very
super
big.
Small.
That's
really small.
The pictures really make it seem like you could put that crystal mask right on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, so imagine like it's like this size, a little bit
shorter. I have a small helmet collection. Star Wars and they're like little helmets. They're like this big, and that's not much bigger than those.
No, then I'm out. I'm out of this.
Yeah. You want a full helmet.
I wanted those things to be, I thought for $8,000.
It would be a full helmet.
Jesus Christ, are these crystals magical?
No, it's just a name.
Swarovski.
Swarovski.
It's the rich. They're also dumb. Mm-hmm. So
spend very money stupid, on silly things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you need a quick topic to bring up at dinner when the conversation starts going south, this will definitely distract everyone. Maybe you should start sunbathing your rectum.
We all should.
Yeah.
There's a woman on Instagram who goes by Metaphysical Megan. She just posted a suggestion. We should all be sunbathing our beeholes. Seriously, though, she put a picture up of herself nude, lying on a rock, holding her legs in the air in her hands, letting the sun beat down on her beehole.
It looked,
will you do this
it
on
looked
your next
very.
I mean, that sun was hitting her right on her butthole.
Like, it really did look relaxing.
I thought it looked.
You didn't think it looked relaxing?
I don't
think. Well, I know I couldn't be in that position, but. If you were flexible.
I'd pull a hammy or something trying to do
that. Yeah, I mean, I get that. But for her, it looked relaxed.
There's a link to these pictures up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So you can go check them out there if you don't mind. Do that. But this woman shows you how she does it pretty graphically. Mm-hmm. She, there she is.
Yeah, see, it's like a yoga pose almost. I don't know what that would be called.
I think that's the happy baby.
Happy baby.
They call it perineum sunning is what she calls it.
Oh, it's become so hard to use the internet.
It really has.
Well, just here. Well, just here.
You should see stuff I print out in the morning. Yeah. It's like constant problems.
And so many pop-ups.
Like you can't even deal
with
it.
Like
there's you can't like
a
print stuff
right now
out.
There's 12 things playing for Dave.
Because
there's a video.
There's ads and things.
Here's what she says. 30 seconds of sunlight on your beehole is the equivalent of a full day of sunlight with your clothes on. And she claims it's an ancient practice.
It is. They've been doing this.
An ancient Taoist practice.
Oh, it's a Taoist thing, huh?
I looked that up and I couldn't find any studies backing it up. I'm not sure.
I read about the Tao. They never mentioned sun in your butthole.
Everyone knows.
If just 30 seconds of sun on your beehole will give you a full day's worth of sun.
There's nothing in the Tao about a butthole.
Here's what else she says.
100%.
Surges of energy almost immediately. Mm. Better sleep. Better connection to her sexual energy and control of her life force. So much creativity flowing through her life. Attracting her desires and intentions with ease. Attracting soul tribe and people who are on the same frequency and wavelength of her. All from 30 seconds of beehole sun.
Exactly. I totally get there. I totally get this girl.
She just seems like she would be so annoying to talk to, doesn't she?
I there totally she is get with her. Her dogs.
Oh, those poor dogs. That's my mom. She's sunning her butthole.
Yeah. They don't care.
No.
In another post.
I'll do it too.
She says it's way better than drinking coffee.
Yeah, she no longer relies on coffee for energy to start her day because she's getting her energy from the sun. She's also experiencing better sleep, and she requires less sleep overall now.
So you
would highly recommend it.
I would do it differently.
She thinks that your butthole's like solar panels.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Dave, I want to give this a try.
I might.
Suffering from your lack of vitamin D?
I need it. Yeah. I need a little boost.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is, especially about ancient things, is that, I mean, the first thing that forms on a human is a butthole.
Exactly. It's where all of our power is.
It's where all the human energy lie.
I never thought to shine a artificial sun at it.
I know.
What artificial sun
get like
work?
A UV light?
I bought a UV light the other day to find odd shells and for aquariums.
Yeah.
But I realized it's like a flashlight. I definitely could hit the BH with it and see what happens. I got to wear protective glasses while I use this thing.
Yeah. You see,
like,
what
I really do. I don't want to sunburn it, though.
Don't burn it, but
someone tweeted, I feel like, energize it. I feel like this would negatively impact my relationship with my neighbors. Yeah, you probably.
I'm telling them to mind your business.
Yeah, James has no problem.
Mind your business, Karen!
If you've got a fence.
Yeah, we've got a privacy fence up for a reason, Karen!
Yeah.
You nosy bitch! Quit peeking at my butthole!
Yeah.
I'm recharging!
But you have more privacy now, James. You could do this.
Oh, I could.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I could run around naked in my backyard and nobody would know.
It's amazing.
That takes the fun out of it a bit, though, huh?
Well, there's still people, if people got real nosy, they could take a pee.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But what if it made you able to fly?
Oh, I'd send my beehole instantly.
Like Superman.
If I could fly to work every day, yes.
You want to fly to work?
I so want to fly to work.
That's how you take off.
Earl Dave!
He gets just enough energy to get to work, though, so he has to recharge in his office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunlight on. Just beat people out there.
I'm
just
in the courtyard recharging my beehole because I got to fly home.
No, his butthole runs out of energy, like, over the hood.
Oh, no.
You guys forget, too, that it's like, we only have, like, 70 days of sunlight here.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, does artificial sun give you the same benefit?
I don't know either.
But if you want to see this woman sunning her beehole, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Whether it has any medical benefits at all.
Yeah, it's that's hard still to be do. Decided. I don't know if I could even get my butthole aimed towards the sun.
I think they're probably easier to, for, as a guy, to kind of bend over.
Yeah, I would just go. Right? I would just go all fours with a.
You'd have to. Would you have to put your head down a little?
I would almost. Yeah, I'd almost find like a.
You'd have to get a mirror system. Really,
it's not a bad idea. The mirror.
Get a mirror that reflects one, kind of like that staff in Indiana Jones. Yeah.
That's Andy's butthole sun mirror.
Give him a BH staff.
Exactly.
The ancient staff of the Egyptian BH practices.
See? That's how old it is.
Yes. All right. So, Lisa, we are unveiling new radio station uniforms. We're just going to need you to send us some shots of you just in your underwear to get sized for
those
uniforms.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. That's how the new technology works.
That's actually what a supermarket in the Netherlands was doing to its employees. They had to upload semi-nude photos of themselves to get sized for their new uniforms.
Couldn't just take... So, like, they went through one of these... You've seen the commercials for them, the, like, all you have to do is take a video of yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're like apps. Oh, yeah.
And they're apps, and then they send you the clothes that'll perfectly fit your body.
I can't just tell them your size.
I know, they must have partnered with somebody.
Hopefully one did that.
They did do it, Lisa, but now after an uproar, they've said, okay, we're going to stop making you send us pics in your underwear.
I thought everybody in the Netherlands was just always in their underwear.
Are Netherlands chicks... attractive who work at the supermarket?
What I know about the Netherlands, and I think I might be right, is that they have wooden shoes and are always in their underwear.
So you're pretty attractive if you're in your underwear.
Yeah, not always. Those wooden shoes.
Something about a woman in wooden shoes.
What?
I can think about a woman in wooden shoes with long braids.
No one's ever said that. He's got a wooden shoe fetish.
Those wooden shoes are ridiculous.
No, high boots.
Look up hot chick in wooden shoes.
I mean,
I don't know what it is about a woman in a wooden shoe.
I have a memory of like hot blonde braids and the traditional like Swedish outfit.
I don't ever have
wooden shoes.
But it just goes in along with the outfit.
Huh. There's something about a woman in wooden shoes.
That's a sentence that's never, ever even seen the light of day.
No.
You can't even find
just
it in Google.
Sexy woman in wooden shoes.
Nothing came up.
And Google's like, what?
Google's like, you're going to have to try again, Dave.
You're thinking the Dutch girl.
Yeah, I guess the traditional Dutch girl, like...
sexy stuff, like the
there's not a single hot picture of a girl in these. No chick who's hot is going to finish their outfit in wooden shoes.
Something about a wooden shoe.
I don't know. Something's messed up in my head then, because I have an image of a real sexy, like this kind of thing, but in clogs, like the braids, the sexy.
They always ditch the shoes part of it and put their own.
Yeah, they put their sexy. Sexy slut shoes on, but the one I saw had clogs.
Yeah, wouldn't.
If you just look up wooden shoes, maybe they'll just happen to be a girl in them.
Yeah.
Wooden Dutch shoes.
Let's see here.
And about a woman.
Did you see those? Did you stop saying it, right?
Did you see the
girl in wooden shoes?
They had wooden flip-flops. They had wooden flip-flops.
They're all ugly. Very, very ugly. Yeah,
none of these. I don't know how this did it for Dave.
Try like just wooden shoes hot.
wooden shoes hot. Let's see.
Nothing
comes up. Dave. What about traditional Dutch girl?
Oh, it's backwards on you.
Oh, Leon Diart. traditional Dutch girl, lady.
I don't see how that's hot at all.
It does not look hot.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of, right? It's real bad.
But we don't see her shoes.
There we go. Look, there's a hot slut.
No, really. It brings her whole look down. The shoes.
She's got like, it makes her feet look huge.
Yeah.
She's got a bad look.
She's not the best.
Then it's all cute.
They all have those weird witch hats.
The hats are driving me crazy. Like, they're so weird.
I don't know.
This is like authentic.
Yeah.
Bergen.
Erskine Bergen.
Like the hats they made in Signs out of aluminum foil.
That's exactly what they look. I was going to say they look like anti-alien hats.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, see, this is the kind of, that's the image I have.
I see what you're going for.
Yeah. Like, you're right. Super hot, blonde just, braids down the side and little
I just don't think
wooden shoes.
Wooden really
shoes
like it. Like Sweden has hot, just Sweden's more full of just all hot chicks.
There we go.
But her shoes are so stupid. They're literally worse than Crocs.
They are. They're way worse than Crocs.
Think of Crocs, but wood.
Yeah, wooden Crocs.
This one's got that come hither stare.
That's who Dave. That's we got to watch what Dave's going to do later.
I'm going to come hither.
You want to get between these wooden shoes?
Is this like a
famous
guess
there
model?
Is a wooden shoe porn category.
Stop
what?
It.
Wooden shoe porn.
Someone reported that to us?
Yeah. I think it was Jason the
Wooden
Jew.
Shoes porn.
Jason.
He watch wooden see. Shoe porn.
Jason.
He does.
Not
he
show. Wooden show porn.
Oh,
wooden show. It's there. It's there.
Wooden
there.
Shoe porn videos.
It knew what you meant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a girl with wooden shoes pleasures herself.
Jeez.
Ew. But really, there's really, just one.
They don't show
one
is that porn. Does that one girl actually have the wooden shoes on, though?
The one, I
that
think
one right there. Does she really have?
Yeah, she does.
Oh boy,
there's one video online. There's one other person in the world that's into that besides me.
Something about a woman with wooden shoes.
I'll never forget that. As long as I live, I'll be like in a retirement home. They'll be like, "Oh, Mr. Green's having a bad day." He says some guy named Dave had a thing for ladies with wooden shoes.
He loved them.
I knew a man that said he had a thing for ladies in wooden shoes. I'm not even lying. It's the truth.
Dave starts buying chicks wooden shoes in his old age.
Can you put these on?
Something.
Clip-cloppity around for me, would you?
I'm just saying. The right girl in wooden shoes would work.
No.
No.
Whatever. Okay, back to the story.
Yes. Yes.
Totally sidetracked. So this supermarket chain in the Netherlands, Albert Heijn, reportedly asked the staff to send in pictures of them using this app in their underwear so they can determine their size for their new uniforms. If this pilot program proves successful, the app would be continue to be used throughout the chain. The pilot program was not successful. Several employees took pictures, but several others complained to management that they did not and should not have to take pictures in their underwear for God knows who to see. They called the new policy bizarre. The agency said the policy was dangerous because you never know, there could be underage workers employed by the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Albert Heijn has since claimed that uploading the underwear photos was never mandatory.
Oh,
but was something that they would hope would help them get better fitting outfits for their employees.
How slutty do they want these outfits to be? Like, how super tight? How super tight do they want these on these girls?
They have to be your exact body measurements.
Yeah.
Jesus. If the Dutch are calling you weird,
yeah.
You're weird.
And then that's weird.
The supermarket confirmed it will delete all the photos of employees it had received so far.
What's insane about it is it's going to them. I understand if you were like, hey, we teamed up with Uniform Soft. They're a thing. You send them a photo of yourself and they figure out your size. Has nothing to do with us. It doesn't go to us. It doesn't. It's not like I have to send my photo to my manager.
Right.
And then my manager gets all the photos.
If Mark asked for pictures of all of us in our underwear, that'd be weird.
No, wait a second. He hasn't.
Oh, no, not
you guys.
No, just you.
Didn't
I guess,
have
Chuck.
To.
That was just you.
Oh, I've had to do it like four times.
I offered mine up. He said he didn't want them.
Yeah. That's true. Well, you don't have to go very far to find you nude.
Right there on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Looking at it right
Turn
now.
Turn around.
Isn't it majestic?
There it is.
Look at that package.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.